You're listening to Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter on the Mortgage Radio Show, the show that informs you on the variety of mortgage products offered along with the newest mortgage laws and guidelines. This is the show that alerts you with up-to-the-minute interest rates and helps you make the right mortgage decisions. Call 855-ON-RADIO for more information and details.
From the East Coast to the West Coast, the Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for up-to-the-minute mortgage news. I'm Teresa Strasser. I'm here with mortgage expert Sean Metter. What are some of the things to look forward to throughout our show this week?
Yeah, I'm pumped about this week. Last weekend, we saw a high influx of calls for people mostly in California looking to pay off debts, looking to improve the credit position, get a month off the payments, sometimes they get lucky and time it for two. But at the end of the day, people really enjoy huge monthly savings and improvement of credit. That can be accomplished with one simple refinance. So we'll go over the usuals. We're going to go over trends, accolades, results, reviews, really things that are going to trigger your mindset to figure out what could be achieved in this market. We'll go over average savings. I really like the four offers. Now, I did notice there was a new trend. Big loan amounts are calling into the hotline of 855-ON-RADIO. It seems like if you're in an adjustable or an FHA loan or a loan with PMI or a massive loan amount, you're looking for methods to lower the debt load, find ways to save money. So I'm excited to tell you that can be achieved. Now, on top of this deal, you're not having to pay lender fees. Network Capital is in charge of this. They decided to remove these back in 2012. They also closed their loans in as little as 10 business days. Now, let's go over the offer. We're going to run back FHA. It did so well last weekend. Let's go 30-year fixed. FHA 3.875%. The APR just dropped down to 4.16. All you need to do, register at this number, 855-ON-RADIO.
Well, you mentioned that the rate just dropped, so let's get to a little bit of news. Here's a headline from Bloomberg.com. Mortgage rates in U.S. drop below 5% to lowest since early April. So a little dip.
Yeah, we'll take any dip we can get right now. Any improvement is a positive improvement in my mind, because right now, like, there's some families that are going to wait and struggle and really suffocate themselves and wait for the next rate drop. I actually would tell you guys, if you're struggling, if you need help, take advantage, save the money. Our average mortgage radio caller saves $762 a month. So I would rather tell you guys, save the money, improve the credit. And then when we get to that period where rates are exciting to the levels that every single person's going to call the hotline, then you refinance. Now you can go with the lowest rates possible. You're not having to worry about the debts, because then you would have to do two refinances most likely to get the deal that you wanted. So we're trying to knock this out right here, right now. Now let's go to Bloomberg. They said mortgage rates in the U.S. slipped below 5% for the first time in almost 4 months. This is giving borrowers a reprieve after this year's rapid surge. Now, the average 30-year loan, it fell to 4.99 from 5.3% last week. Freddie Mac said Thursday in a statement, that's the lowest since early April and the biggest one-week drop since early July. Now, keep in mind, they're saying 4.99%. We're advertising 3.875%. It's a standard FHA loan. It's 30 years. The home's paid off after 30 years. But I'm telling you guys, look at cash out right now. I think you're going to like what you hear. If you want big savings, credit improvement, month off mortgage, escrow refund, I think this is going to be the product you're going to lock in today at this number. 855-ON-RADIO. Again, no lender fees. If you call today to 855-ON-RADIO, we should have this thing wrapped up easily this month. Your next better payment's not until October or maybe even November. The number, 855-ON-RADIO.
And in case you're a new listener with us, I just want to mention that Mortgage Bankers are standing by live at that number to answer any of your questions in real time. 855-ON-RADIO. And they'll offer you just, you know, a customized look at what Network Capital can do for you. And if nothing, then, you know, you spent a couple minutes, you leave knowing you're in the best possible position you could be in. But if they can save you something, it's definitely worth the time. Again, it is a no-cost benefits analysis that they are offering right now at this number, 855-ON-RADIO. Radio. Now, of course, as you mentioned, some of those benefits include credit improvement and getting rid of debt. And, you know, we've been talking about it the past couple weeks, and you've mentioned that most of your clients right now are folks looking to eliminate debt or looking to have cash in hand pretty quickly, immediately. Can you share recent results from one of our listeners that did either or both of those things?
Oh, absolutely. Like, I could tell you right now, let's just lower the number. Let's just say 100 calls come in, okay? So, to do easy math, out of those 100 calls, I'm going to say 80 of those are going to be for cash out refinance. I'll say 15 of them are for a purchase, and then the other 5 might be like a divorce, removing somebody off title, or some other form of refinance. It's really about debt elimination and purchasing real estate. Right now, the real estate market's booming, but I wanted to hook you guys up with this one. Let's go East Coast. Let's go a listener to the Mortgage Radio Show, Washington, D.C., on WMAL 105.9 FM. Check this one. This one saves almost $3,000 a month. Let me tell you how we got there. And keep in mind, this is term reduction. So as you're hearing all these numbers fly by, remember, almost $3,000 a month in savings, and you trim over 10 years of fat off of your loan. There better not be a single person listening to this show that wouldn't do that deal. So 30-year fix down to 15-year fix. Got an escrow refund. Next better payments in October. Closed in 18 business days. Cashed out and paid off $65,000 worth of credit card debts. Cashed out and paid off $25,000 on a vehicle. And then, I love this. Remember, term reduction. They trimmed 10 years of fat. They saved $3,000 a month. But they also took out $287,000 for down payment on an investment property out of state. So I love results like this. You got a fresh start. You got a credit enhancer. Month off the mortgage. Escrow refund. Cash to buy property. You're unloading all this debt. Now, the mistake this customer made, they were desperate years ago. So when they got the original loan, they had to do hard money. They didn't have the right credit at the time and the right income. So they did a hard money loan. Those rates are like 8 to 12%. So that's why this one was such an alarming amount of savings. But at the end of the day, there's still people out there like that. So hurry up and call our friends. Let's see how much savings is available for your family at this number. 855-ON-RADIO, 855 on radio.
Tremendous results, very impressive, and some of our listeners who've done a home loan or a refi with a bank are probably thinking, wait, my mortgage banker didn't look at the whole big picture and do any of that. So let's talk about Network Capital specifically as a direct lender. What does that mean? How do you define it? And in your opinion, why is that beneficial to our listeners?
Oh, it's a tremendous advantage. So it's like, okay, like there's different ways that are going to make things faster. Like I'd say more help, having the right process, assembly line driven, and really kind of the care and drive to want to do these quick. So that's what you can achieve by going with a direct lender. You're also going to get the lack of lender fees. People don't want to pay those. A bank and a broker is going to charge that to you, credit union as well. So people are moving into these factories, mortgage factories. That's all they do. 100% of their attention is mortgages. So if you want fast turn times, no lender fees, and amongst the lowest rates, you go direct. Now, I've always liked Network Capital. I think during the pandemic, the strategy they used, they didn't really focus on what's called rate and term, trying to get you the lowest rate or change the term of the loan. They cared about unloading the debt and getting you an aggressively low interest rate. It's true. When you go cash out, the rate is slightly higher than non-cash out. But the need and the thing that saved people the most money was cash out. People racked up debts. We were trapped inside. Like, we were cooped up. We needed to really get out and do stuff. But the problem was, as we stayed inside, we spent. I know I was a victim of it as well. You just see things. You're online a little bit more. You're wanting to swipe the cards. So what families did is they called in the mortgage companies to drop their rate. They got that rate reduction. But what they didn't do is address the problem. The problem was the debt. So I like Network Capital because they're a lifestyle brand. They look at how can we save the most maximum amount of money for the customer now and for years to come. And for those reasons, I believe they're a great fit. Call them today. Go over your goals, what you're looking to do, when you want to retire, how long you want to stay in the home. They're going to ask the right questions. Be an open book. Let's work together. Let's get this thing done. And then let's watch that credit score climb as we sit back and enjoy the ride until rates drop again. The number 855 on radio, Network Capital, one of the number one ranked lenders on consumeraffairs.com, available at this number, 855 on radio.
Georgine called that number. She heard the show on KVI, that's out of Seattle, and she went on to post a review about her experience. Why is that, Jermaine? It's nice if there's a couple dozen great reviews about any business or product. Network Capital has over 5,000 five-star reviews, including Georgine's, and a lot of similar themes pop up again and again. We always share these on the show. You and I have been doing the show together for years. Great communication and transparency, I would say, are two themes that come up, and Georgine brought both of those up. She writes, Network Capital was the easiest refi I've ever had. I would highly recommend them to anyone wanting or needing a refi. Sending financial papers through the internet was very simple for me, and that was the best. I would recommend anyone to talk with Justin Paul Johnson, as he is very pleasant to talk to and was very straightforward, and I never got the feeling that he wasn't telling me everything. If I ever need to refi again in the future, I will be working with Justin at Network Capital. I want to tell Georgine how much Justin Paul Johnson appreciates this. So a big thank you on his behalf. And it's so nice to know that the fact that Network Capital considers themselves a lifestyle brand begins with the actual deal itself. It's not just that they want to make your life better, make you more liquid, fix your credit, help you pull out cash to travel or to pay a tuition or to do home improvements, but they want the process itself to improve your life. Because, Sean, you and I both know that it can be a lot of work and a real nightmare if you can't reach somebody, if you don't trust somebody. But 5,000 reviews of Network Capital tell the opposite story.
Well, absolutely. One thing about them is the ownership. It's so strong. When you have good leadership, that's why, like, some of the sports teams, no disrespect to the Knicks, but the reason why the Knicks aren't any good is you have terrible ownership at the top. I think it's the Dolan family. So I like the teams. Like, look how the Warriors constructed their team. Like, you got to be strong at the top. I believe Network Capital is unbelievably strong. They got professional management, and that bleeds down to the bankers, which makes the bankers do high quality work. I like that on Saturdays we go over any mistake made. We go over trends, what we can do better, how we're getting the customers to agree, how we're getting the no appraisal. Like, if you're drilling these things, it's going to equate to clean in, clean out results. So call our friends at Network Capital. They're standing by for action at this number, 855 on radio.
This is the Mortgage Radio Show. I'm Teresa Strasser with mortgage expert Sean Metter. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and Instagram for the most up-to-date financial news and homeowner tips. Speaking of news, Sean, the bean counters at Network Capital finally ran some numbers, and now they know exactly how much our listeners have been saving. So can you break down those numbers? I know we talk about it, but I feel like a lot of numbers come flying out at the audience on this show, and I just want everyone to, you know, just, I know you're busy, it's the weekend, but just give this a listen, because if this doesn't make you pick up the phone, I don't know what will.
Well, I don't want people to miss out on $9,144 a year in savings. So regardless of how long some of these families are going to keep it, 1, 2, 3, 10 years, 20 years, who knows how long they're going to keep it. But I don't want you guys missing out on, let's say, $9,100 per year in savings. If you did that math monthly, you guys, that's $762 a month. Now, you might be thinking we ran the numbers during the pandemic when 30-year fixed rates almost began with a 1, but we wanted to get you guys accurate data, actual intel from this year, from January 1st to April 20th. Now, you had to do a cash-out refinance, primary residence, maximum cash after paying the debts. We dropped it down to $8,600 and some change. No tax and insurance included in your mortgage. 720 or lower credit. Now, for those callers, those families, that broke down to $762 a month. So, before you dial 855 on radio, what would really help is if you already started to think, get the mouse on the wheel, think about what you would do with that amount of savings. If your family was able to achieve and gain $9,100 extra dollars this year, where are you funneling that money? If you have a good answer for that, you're going to be easy to work with. But I like the average savings. Now, keep in mind, with the loan sizes in some of these states, Phoenix, especially with the explosion there, Washington, Oregon, California, some places in Florida, you're dealing with massive loan amounts. That number is going to be far greater. So each result this week you're going to hear from me is for the big boys, the big loan amounts. So I want you guys to call in. There's no bad questions. Some of you got little debt. Some of you got aggressive debt. So there's no such thing as a bad question, a bad call. We want to help. We want to at least give you good intel, good information. Sometimes we're going to tell you not to do it, and then we'll tell you when's going to be the right time, what you need to do to eventually get approved. But most families, once they hear the savings, it's about the benefit. It's not always about the rates. What is the loan doing for you? And right now, families are digging the cash out. Here's their number. 855 on radio, the advertisement. We went 30-year fixed, FHA, 3.875%. And drop that low. The APR is just 4.16. All you guys got to do, call this number. 855 on radio.
And Sean, when people need cash, especially if they're trying to eliminate debt, they frequently, to quote Maverick from Top Gun, they feel the need for speed. And Network Capital is built for speed. They're a very lean organization. How fast can someone expect to have cash in hand?
Well, I watch a little bit of track and field. Howard Regent, one of our executives, put me on this girl, Sydney McLaughlin. I think 2, maybe 3 years ago, I told you she was my sports wifey. And I told you guys to watch for her. She was going to break the records. And guess what? She's broken 4 times in the last couple of months. She holds the fastest, I think it's 200-meter hurdles right now. So you got to check this thing out. Like, I'm all about speed. I was fast. They used to call me Wheels for a reason. I'm never going to do anything slow. I talk fast. I work fast. I sprint to the printer whenever I print something. I'm not the guy lollygagging in the office. I was an athlete. I'm determined to win. So I love when I work for a company that has similar mentality. Like, if we were advertising 3.875 FHA, low APR, but it was slow and you got charged lender fees, I would understand when you guys aren't calling. I would get it. But right now, you're getting the good combination of rate and APR, no lender fees, quick closings. Tell your lender, like when you call in to Network Capital, tell them you want this done this month. Tell them you'll do whatever it takes. You'll drop everything to have no payments until October. So here's how it works. If you call today, 855 on radio, let's hope you achieve the $9,100 in average savings per year. And then you guys get a month off the payments, escrow refund. It leads up to the holidays. It leads up to a lot of things that you're going to need some cash. Seems like people spend more in the latter part of the year, from like midpoint of summer, you got travel, to now all the holiday spending sprees happen. So think down the road, are these expenses coming? Call into our friends. Let's look at cash out. Let's get you guys that huge monthly savings that you deserve at this number. 855 on radio, Network Capital, NerdWallet 2018 on their website had them as the number one ranked lender in the game at this number. 855 on radio.
I'm so glad you mentioned track and field, because I told you during the break that I had a baseball thing to tell you.
Ooh.
And I'm so excited. Okay, here it is. Now, you might think I'm going off track, but I'm going to bring it back, I hope. I don't know if you've seen it, but I believe it was on Netflix. My husband and I watched this documentary called Facing Nolan last night about Nolan Ryan.
Ooh, no, I do not. I haven't heard of it.
Oh, my gosh. It was so relentlessly good. Could not stop watching it. And of course I'd heard of him, but I just didn't realize how many records he'd broken. Like, his durability is just unsurpassed. He pitched for 27 seasons. And, you know, these days I feel like that's forever and ever and ever for a pitcher. But it was just such a great story about grind and about what it takes to last. And what it takes to keep being great year after year after year after year. And look, I'm going to bring it back. By the way, same wife that I think he met her when he was in the fourth grade. And she was like a competitive tennis player. So I think she was really supportive and watched all his games. But on lasting. So Network Capital, back in 2008 during the mortgage crisis, you know, you were there. A lot of their competitors went under, but they remained by adapting, changing, being nimble. And one of the things they did was they looked into, well, what don't people like about doing a refi? Like, what prevents people from doing it? Even if they're going to save, specifically in this case, an average of $762 a month. And what their research found was that it was just simply the paperwork gathering. People just didn't want to, you know, go through their W-2s and their pay stubs and every shoebox and accordion file. But Network Capital has revamped this. So what is it like now, and how did they do this?
Well, definitely the process has definitely been improved, because I started in 2012, and it was still a similar process where you had to mail paperwork, you had to fax paperwork. It was a little bit slow and drug out, but I like that evolution kind of took place. Now things can be done so quick. So what I think, one, we're overstaffed. I think they did a great job on making sure we had bodies. I've been saying this for years. The best ability is availability. You were just talking about Nolan Ryan's availability. I agree. When I think availability when it comes to pitching, the three names that come to mind, Nolan Ryan is one of them. The guy played for so many teams, always was out there, always was throwing gas. But Jesse Orozco, that's like 1,200 games this guy pitched. Goose Gossage, I know he doesn't have as many. He was a reliever at some points, but they always showed up. And Network Capital shows up each and every day. I think why the process is so good is we're there day and night, long hours. We're there on the weekends. We know the times of the essence. And I think that the guys love the job. The reason why I also think the process is so easy for the customer is we have fun. Like, we're not keeping it, I'm not going to say overly corpo. The pants aren't above the belly button, per se. So we're relaxed a little bit. We're having some fun. We're making the guys not even believe they're at work. They enjoy helping the customers and clean in, clean out. Is the results that you get. So if you're not a big fan of paperwork and slow processes and maybe not being able to reach people, then I think Network Capital is a great fit. Like, you could deal with the banks and the brokers and have to deal with the typical mortgage refinance, but go with speed, go with amongst the lowest rates, go with no lender fees, get the job done, get in, get out, and get back to football. It just started on Thursday. The number 855 on radio, Network Capital standing by, no lender fees, quick closings, 30-year fixed FHA just dropped down to a number that begins with a 3. You know you guys haven't heard that. You were hearing 4s, 5s, and 6s for like 90-plus days. The number, 855 on radio.
Okay, I'm going to impress you and then also not impress you. Goose Gossage, did he not give up a big World Series home run to Kirk Gibson, but I'm going to not impress you because I can't remember if that was when Kirk Gibson was a Dodger or a Tiger.
Ooh, well, I mean, we got to bring up the Dodgers right now, Vin Scully. You know, when I think of Kirk Gibson, the first name that comes to mind actually isn't Kirk Gibson. It's Sully.
Yeah, well, may he rest in peace. He was one of the greatest to ever broadcast on the airwaves. I recently looked him up because I couldn't, he's got a famous call for Sandy Koufax, the perfect game for Sandy Koufax. Just look it up if you're bored. And I mean, it is just, they say two people had a perfect game that night, and one was Koufax and one was Vin Scully. You know, I'm going to do an awkward transition back to teamwork. But that does make the dream work, and that is important. It is important in the mortgage industry. I wanted to share Andy's review. He writes, I highly recommend Network Capital. Paul Medrano and Sang Truong are a great team. Constant communication throughout the loan process to let me know what's going on. We even closed escrow sooner than expected. Thank you, Andy, Paul, and Song. Appreciate that. How does the teamwork go in terms of making the process faster at Network Capital?
Well, we try to pair the people that are going to work together amazingly well. Like, let's be real. You got to know your staff. You got to know your pitching. You got to know what guy can hit the curve. Like, if I got a nasty curveball pitcher up there, I'm not throwing out my hitter, you know, as a pinch hitter that can't hit the deuce. So you got to really pay attention, know your staff, know your people, pair them up correctly. And just Paul and Sang, that's a winning combo. They seem to be month after month setting the bar high. So call in, talk to our friends at this number, you guys, 855 on radio.
And we didn't get to it, and I can't wait to get to it. Sean's got another recent result. You do not want to miss it. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter on the Mortgage Radio Show, the show that informs you on the variety of mortgage products offered along with the newest mortgage laws and guidelines. This is the show that alerts you with up-to-the-minute interest rates and helps you make the right mortgage decisions. Call 855 on radio for more information and details.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Mortgage Radio Show. I'm Teresa Strasser, back with mortgage expert Sean Metter. And yeah, I could talk about how much I love Facing Nolan, the Nolan Ryan documentary, all day. But we're going to talk about mortgages because that is also a way to win right now. And in particular, Sean, so many people in the past few weeks have been eliminating credit card debt, high interest credit card debt by doing a refi. So I'm hoping that you have another recent result that illustrates exactly how that looks.
Absolutely. Let's go to Phoenix. I mean, you're out there in that hotbed, so let's look up the Phoenix market. They listen to us on the Mortgage Radio Show on KTAR. So check this one. This one is another great one, another shorter term loan. So like right now, I could tell you more people are actually extending their term than reducing their term. During the pandemic, everybody went with the shorter term. You could get like a 1-point-something percent 10 or 15 year. It was like, why wouldn't you do that? But a lot of people right now are switching back to 30 because they need the lowest payment. They want breathing room. They're not as confident in the job market and maybe things that are going on right now. So this caller went 30-year fix shorter to a 15-year fix, trimmed 106 payments. Let's call it 8.8 years. So they got an escrow refund, next better payments October, closed in 17 business days, cashed out and paid off $53,000 worth of credit card debts, cashed out and paid off almost $16,400 on a personal loan. And then I like this. I can't wait to see the house they buy. But they cashed out $188,500 and some change for down payment assistance on another property. So you're seeing that a lot right now with real estate. I could tell you guys right now, like I think I've done like 23 flips in the last 20 some months. Other than one house, they all made a great profit. So it's really easy right now to look into investing in the real estate side of things. Stocks, it seems to be starting to repair. Crypto, who knows what's going on with that. But right now, the safe haven seems to be real estate. Now, keep in mind, they trimmed fat, they got rid of debt, they improved their credit, they got a fresh start, they still save $719 a month. That's almost the average savings for our Mortgage Radio listeners, and they shortened 10 years. So that's why I'm so sold on these loans right now. That caller, if they stick it out for the full 15 years, they actually save $975 and some change by doing one simple deal, and they got a huge down payment for another property. I love results like this. Why we bring them every week. It's my favorite part of the show. Maybe talk a little sports, talk a little smack on my guys, kick around a couple of numbers here. So I want you guys to think big picture. If your home's paid off, if you have no need or drive for cash, congratulations, you played the game smart. But for those that need out of some debt, need breathing room, need some cash for some ideas, we all got crazy ideas. Cash is usually the thing holding you back. Here's your chance to get that cash. The number, 855-ON-RADIO, 855 on radio.
Sean, what if a family just did a refi? How soon can they redo it?
Well, I don't want you guys missing out on more savings. So here's the cool thing. So let's say, unfortunately, you went with a family friend, a broker, somebody else, non-network capital. You just did a cash out refinance. You paid off your debts. Luckily enough, they put you in a cash out loan. They unloaded the debts. So now you have less debts. You should have improvement of credit. Now all we have to do is come in with a loan that makes sense. Usually we try to go with a simple rate drop. Like maybe if it's 0.25% for free, maybe if it's 0.375 drop, only charge in title escrow. Like, whatever's going to make sense. As long as the savings outweighs the cost and the effort, we're going to tell you guys to do it. So a lot of people right now are calling in 855 on radio. They found out the rates just dropped. They just did a loan with another lender in the last couple of weeks, months. Now they want to find some savings. So we can't put you in a deal that's going to put you in a worse position. It has to make financial sense. It has to have a net tangible benefit. That's why I love Network Capital. They're an incentive-based company where if they need to go below market, they will. So I don't want anyone missing out on savings. If savings is available, let's find it. Let's get it achieved. Let's get this thing done. Kick your feet up and enjoy the ride. It's over with quick. Here's the number, 855 on radio. Again, average savings, $762 a month. Per year, $9,144. That's available if you dial this number, 855 on radio.
A no-cost benefits analysis awaits you right now. Here's the number, 855 on radio, 855-ONRADIO. Now, it may seem like a small thing, but a lot of people, they're deterred because they don't want an appraisal. Either they don't want to pay for one, or they just don't like a stranger in their home. And I don't want to ask you to give up the recipe for your secret sauce or anything, but I know we've talked about this. I know that you rarely need an appraisal when you're doing refis. Again, I don't want you to give up your secret sauce, but generally, How often are people able to just skip the appraisal?
Well, you know, there's always hidden secrets, okay? But there, I think when you do, like, food, don't you have to kind of put the ingredients on the label?
Yeah.
It's all, I think they still leave off, like, a hidden secret, or you don't know the exact ratios. But I'll give you guys a little inside intel. You know, I'm a giving kind of loan god. So let me tell you guys how this works. So I got a guy on my team, Chris Kavars, sits right behind me. I put him back there because of the laugh, and he's fun. But he's been there for at least 8 years. He brought me a file. He said, hey, Sean, this one's great. The only problem is they can't afford the appraisal. And I said, Chris, you got the value of $1.1 million. Lower it to $999,999. If you go over $1 million, you need an appraisal. So he goes, yeah, but the guy said he wants the value that his value is really worth. I go, call the guy up and say, hey, you're either paying $800 for an appraisal at $1.1 million, or you're getting no appraisal at $999. Which route do you want to go? The guy went with $999,999, no appraisal, in and out the door, deal's done. So it's all about structure. It's about organization. It's about knowledge of your products and in your industry. So there's certain little ways to give you a higher percentage chance. Sometimes it's getting the address spelled a certain way, like what the customer tells you is the address might not be the way it's recorded on certain things. So I use tools. Network Capital has unbelievable hyperlinks. Like, any company out there would benefit by reaching out to us and buying some of our software. Like, that's one of the reasons we closed so quick. The ownership made it so easy. You're clicking hyperlinks, you're clicking buttons. It's giving you all the information and suggestions you need. One, to get better pricing, get less cost, get the appraisal waiver. Like, we're set up for all the success as possible, and that's why I believe you guys should refinance with Network Capital when the market drops. Better believe you're going to hear from them whether you want it or not. If there's availability, we're going to call, we're going to show you savings, we're going to make it done quick and easy. Here's Network Capital's number. Have your phones ready. Tell family member, friends, good-hearted people, people you guys want to see save some money. That's who we want to help. Here's their number. 855-ON-RADIO, 855-ON-RADIO.
And if you want to know what the customer service experience is going to be like when you call that number, I want to read a testimonial from Paul. He's out in Apple Valley, California, listens to our show on one of our Los Angeles stations. By the way, doesn't Apple Valley sound like a cute place? Have no idea if it is, but it sounds cute. Here's what Paul had to say. Again, this is one of over 5,000 five-star reviews. He posted this on the Consumer Affairs website, which is a great resource. He says, it was a good experience with Saba. She was thoughtful and very helpful when I asked questions. She's very knowledgeable about the job and very patient with me, and she took her time to make sure that I understood what was going on. She would call me to let me know if there were any updates. Thank you, Saba. Well, on behalf of Saba, thank you, Paul, out in Apple Valley, for such kind words. I want to give you guys the number again, because listen, the person who picks up this phone, they're going to be knowledgeable. They're going to be patient. They're going to be thoughtful, in Paul's words. The number 855-ON-RADIO, 855-ON-RADIO. And again, a huge thank you to Paul. And I think this might be a good time for you to go over your top five.
Ooh, I like top five. So let me grab the sheet. Because here's the thing. While we're on the show, these numbers can change. Like, everybody is so close. So I wrote down the numbers. Let me pull it up on my phone as well and check live stats. Because some of you have already done deals with some of these names today, and it could have changed my order. So let's match these things up. Number five, Robert Darvick. As of right now, he jumped somebody to get into the top five. I love that. Number four, Christopher Guevara. You just heard me talk about him on the file for the guy. We dropped the value down from 1.1 to 999. Christopher's on a tear right now. We call him the Turtle, La Tortuga. Number three, George, the crypto once king Thompson. He ain't liking crypto too much right now. If you get him on the phone, talk some smack. I would love that. Number two, Jordan Sassetta. Love this kid. He's a beast. Always closing a ton of loans. Works his butt off. And then number one, he was just in Greece. We told you guys a couple of weeks. He was getting married. This is a stud. I like this kid a ton. You're going to be hearing his name a lot. He might only be 20. I don't even think he could drink alcohol on that trip. His name, he's got like six names in there. It's long. So I'm just going to give you the first and last. You know, he's got like so many in between. Isaiah Short. So if you get Isaiah, Jordan, George, Christopher, or Robert on the phone, you're dealing with the top five bankers in the company right now. Have some fun with them. Talk some smack. These are the guys that are going to get the job done. I could tell you, there are some ladies right on their edge. If anyone does a deal with Becky here in the next couple of minutes, she's going to jump into the top five. So we got some people in the office. We're ready to rock and roll. The market just dropped. FHA 30-year fix is the offer this week. It starts with a 3 on a 30-year fix, 3.875%. The APR dipped down from last week to 4.16. No lender fees, quick closings, good communication. They know their products, they know their process, and they're incredible people behind the scenes at this phone number. 855 on radio, 855 on radio.
I can't believe I didn't ask you this before, but speaking of ladies, Saba was really able to save Paul from Apple Valley a lot, and I think you even pulled the numbers.
Absolutely. One thing about Saba is she's a benefit hunter, so, you know, I'm going to try to use that one next week in the results. So I'm going to bring that exact deal to 855 on radio. Look forward to that one next weekend.
You're listening to the Mortgage Radio Show. I'm Teresa Strasser with mortgage expert Sean Metter. Now, you and I have been doing this show together for many years, and you've been with Network Capital even longer. What kind of achievements or accolades has the company accomplished over the years?
Well, a couple of things that I like about them that's, I wouldn't know if this, you would call this an accolade, but it's really about the speed. Like, when you can close a home loan in under, let's say, 15 days, that's impressive to me. So if you can go no appraisal right now and you got easier income, we're knocking that thing out in 10 business days, call it a day, signed, sealed, delivered. But other things that are on the back of the baseball card form, they're a lifestyle brand. They have multiple top 200 bankers. Over 20 top 1% mortgage professionals per Mortgage Executive Magazine. One of the number one ranked lenders on ConsumerAffairs.com. One of America's fastest growing companies 6 years running. They got what's called the Honor Roll Award. Also top 30 financial service company in the nation. Over 5,000 five-star reviews. They just hit their 20th anniversary for the company. So proud of that. I started with these guys in 2012. My 10-year anniversary is here on September 5th. So I like everything about them. They're just built for speed, aggressive pricing, fast turn times, no lender fees, good communication, fun environment, willingness to redo the loan if the market drops. It's like, man, they checked off all the boxes. I don't want you guys to miss out on this. Hurry up and call our friends at Network Capital. I think you're going to like what you hear. Let's get you savings now. Let's improve the credit. And then guess what? The next time you hear rates that are overly exciting, you're going to be in the position to lock in that lowest rate you've ever heard, the number 855 on radio.
Well, Brandon called that number. He's out in Garden Grove, and he posted a review about his experience with mortgage banker Zachary Gill, saying, Zachary Gill is the most knowledgeable, kind, patient, and helpful mortgage loan officer I have ever met. This was my first time using Network Capital for my refinance, and I felt like I was his only client. As a real estate investor, I have purchased and refinanced several properties over the years. The process is often tedious and exhausting. The constant document requests and verifications can often be nerve-wracking. To be specific, I was not expecting the refinance to be successful, but Zachary Gill and Travis Walker and the entire team were so helpful, knowledgeable, and consistent in moving the process along smoothly. Zachary told me that this will be a lifelong relationship, and amazingly enough, I believe him. I will be contacting him for the many future purchases and refinances I have planned. I will also refer him to my investor friends and family so that he will continue to be a great asset to Network Capital Funding Corporation. I mean, how sweet is that, Sean? What do you even say except, Brandon, thank you, and Zachary Gill says thank you?
We need to protect this Brandon guy at all costs. That is the type of customer that you want to be a part of. So, like, people always ask me, like, why do you guys like mortgage? Mortgage is a tough line of work. It's like, okay, we make good money, but it's a grind. It's a mental sport. Like, it's definitely not physical labor. We're not digging ditches, you know, and stuff like that. That's hard work. This is a mental grind. I'm telling you guys, the highs are the all-time high. The lows are very low, but when you get a customer like a Brandon, it gives you that extra wind in your sail, that extra momentum to just get the job done, show up to work every single day. We're in a world right now where it's hard to get people to want to show up to work every single day. So we find ways to distract the mind, ways to get the guys to enjoy coming to work, having fun, and then it pours through the phone. Zach sits, he sits really close to me. I get to hear him on the phones. He's always having fun with the customers. I like that he's bilingual. The guy speaks Spanish. Very few times you can hear somebody with the name Zach Zachary Gill sing, and they speak Spanish. That's incredible to me. I will always think highly of Zach. So if you want to work with people like a Zach Gill, like some of the guys we talked about in the top five, you know, here's your opportunity. Call in. You know, in case the call does not get answered right away, we have professionals calling you right back. Our call volume was through the roof the last couple of weeks. So keep calling at this number. 855 on radio, Network Capital standing by. The average savings, I want no one missing out on this. If there's that opportunity to get you guys locked in for this, I'm all for it. The average savings per year, $9,144. That breaks down $762 a month. All that's left, your ideas, your phone calls to this hotline. 855 on radio, 855 on radio.
And you might be asking yourself, well, what would I do with an extra $762 a month? Well, I know for Sean, that's like one pair of shoes, even though he claims he doesn't buy the expensive sneakers. Okay, maybe it's two, but maybe it's something else for you. You may also be asking yourself that big question, well, are the mortgage rates going to drop even more? That makes a lot of people wait. And I love the way that you've explained it to me and that like that it drives you nuts. Because if somebody specifically, if they're in credit card debt and paying, you know, 17%, 18%, 19%, what do you care if it drops in 3 weeks or in a month or in 2 months? You can refinance, but every single day that you're just remaining stuck in debt is a day that you're losing money. So don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good. I hope I'm not putting words in your mouth, but I know the mortgagereports.com did a story with that headline asking if rates are going to drop even more, or should you do it now or should you wait? Do you agree with what they said?
Oh, absolutely. Like, here's the thing. I'm going to come clean. You're right. The $762 average savings, it wouldn't have paid for my shoes I just bought this week. Okay. So I haven't told you yet, but I just bought, I journeyed out the path. I've always been a Jordan guy. Okay.
Always.
My one shoe collection of special Jordans, it's 75 of them set up just incredibly. But I'm making the other side of the room, the LeBrons, the Kanyes, my Magnanis, and other types of shoes. So I just bought new LeBrons, playing a lot of hoops lately, got to get some nice lows, bought a couple Yeezys, got some Magnanis, those are my favorite dress shoes, and then I had to get the Jordan 1, 3s, and 4s. You can't go wrong with those things. Now, other families, they're not trying to buy shoes like me. I'm a single guy, you know, so it's like I could spend on that stuff. I had family, best believe, I'm still rocking the New Balance, okay, for the people called in about the New Balance. I would be rocking those too, like the dads. But I think that kind of savings allows for a lot. Like, okay, I look into real estate. I like stocks. So that's money I could buy some stocks with. I can't fully buy a Tesla stock yet since it jumped so much over the last week. But I could at least buy some of these other stocks. I could look at real estate. I'm very involved in those type of things. I'm excited about it. I love seeing gains in other avenues. But other families might just bank the money. They might just save the money. So here's the cool thing about this line of work. Everybody has different goals. Everybody has different ideas. You have different expenditures coming down the pipeline. Some of you are going to send your kids to school. Some are going to get scholarships, and you get lucky and get to save the money. So I think if you guys can think big picture, be honest with yourselves, think about anything that's coming down the road that's an expense. Like, let's just say I wasn't doing a lot of good things, and I wasn't having a lot of money in the bank. I just got hit for an AC, new electric on a house in West Virginia. I just got hit with some foundation issues, a new roof on another one. So it's like, these things can mount up. If you're not structured, organized, and calculated, where's that money coming from? So I think it's smart right now to pull some cash out, put it aside, gain some interest, and that day that you need it, you're not desperate. You're not at the market's mercy. You're not backpedaling. You already have access to the cash. Boom, you're sitting pretty. You don't have to wait on a process or any type of mistakes, loss of job, none of that stuff. While you qualify, take advantage. When the rates drop again, you're in the perfect position to relock, call today, and use Network Capital again. Here's their number. Let's lock and load. Let's have some fun. Let's get this thing done this month, and let's have no payments until October. I wish that for everybody. Here's the number, 855 on radio, 855 on radio.
Folks are saving an average of $762 a month, but of course, every week on our show, you bring specific results just to give people a sense of what's possible for their family, and I hope you've got another one.
I got a VA one right now, term reduction again. So I don't want anyone missing out on this. They call it FOMO, fear of missing out. So I have a little bit of a fear that some of you guys are going to miss out on savings like this. So if this veteran didn't call in, he couldn't save $1 million by doing this idea. So he listens to us on the morning Mortgage Radio Show, Los Angeles, California, one of our local stations here, went 30-year VA to 15-year VA, got an escrow refund, next better payments in October, closed in 19 business days. Now, let me tell you guys something. This customer started with another lender. They did the appraisal with another lender. Usually we'd have this thing done in 10 days. The other lender was holding the appraisal, not wanting to give it to us because they kept trying to get the customer back. The customer kept signing letters saying, give it to Network Capital. So don't let your lenders deal with this. We have a great way to kind of speed this up. We're never going to allow this to happen again to where it takes 19 days when the house is already appraised. So this customer trimmed 132 payments of fat off of this loan, paid off $52,000 in credit card debts, cashed out and paid off the remaining $12,400 on a car, cashed out $35,000 to do some investing. Meanwhile, term reduction. Remember, 132 less payments. They save almost $300 a month, $297 a month. The breakdown, $1,029,000 over the life of the loan if they never touch this again. They have better credit. They have less debt. If the market drops, best believe this veteran's taking advantage. Here's the number, 855 on radio, veterans, FHA people, anybody with PMI, anyone that just did cash out, paid off your debts and improved your credit, now's a great time. The rates just settled down a little bit. So the Fed raised rates 0.75%. They didn't raise the rates 0.75% on a mortgage. They did it to your credit cards, your cars, anything else that's revolving. Don't allow these payments to come in higher. Either starting next month or the following month, you're going to see adjustments on your pay, on your bills. Don't wait to that point to now call in to 855 on radio. It's chess, not checkers. Make the moves today. Here's their number, 855 on radio, 855 on radio.
Before we go, we've touched on a lot of the trends that you're seeing, but just to summarize, or maybe to just name a few that we haven't touched on, let's talk trends. The kids are going back to school, fall's around the corner. What are you seeing?
Oh, it's definitely cash out to pay off debts, cash out home improvements. Families found out you could do home improvements and still save money on your mortgage. Like, that's a no-brainer. Seems like term extensions is booming. Cashing out from your primary to pay off any other real estate investment homes, second homes. Really, utilization of the equity of the primary seems to be the going thing right now. Switching from adjustable to fixed. If you got a big loan amount you're calling in, seems like everybody likes to cash out and keep the monthly payment the same. The only difference is you have a ton of cash. PMI removal or elimination of PMI with or without the equity position. If you got PMI, call in. Like, you're wasting your money. You can't even tell us where that money goes. We'll get rid of it today at this number, 855 on radio.
Well, thank you so much to everyone who's been with us week after week. We appreciate you. For Sean Metter, I'm Teresa Strasser, and we will be back next week.